Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have an unusual thing today. It happens every once in a while, but I actually have my guest in studio instead of just on the telephone. He's in studio. We had this gentleman on, a month or so back. I've got to meet him twice now, three times counting today. His name is Fred Ryman. Now, everybody says, what? Fred Ryman he's running for senator here in the state of Missouri on the Constitution Party ticket. Now, what do we have running for senator here in the state of Missouri? It's Roy Blunt, and it's time to put the establishment to pasture. It's time to beat the establishment. I will never, ever, I hope he's listening, I'm certain he's not, because he's too full of himself. I will never, ever, ever support Roy Blunt unless he has a complete repentance of the things that he has done to the Missourians here in this state. So, you know how I am. I'm against the two-party monopoly, and so I bring on the third-party candidates when I can so that you have and know that you have other choices. And in the Senate races and in the representative races in your states, you need to be looking at third-party candidates. I mean, you need to seriously look at them. Now, they're poor people. They're working people. So they can't afford ads, and they can't afford radio spots, and I give them radio here as best I can. I don't charge them. I would if I could. My conscience won't do it, but, you know, you need to be praying me up because I don't have enough money to pay the bills this month, and I'm serious about that. So I'm going to bring Fred Ryman on, and we're going to talk about why here in the state of Missouri. Now, anybody that's in any other state around here, you've heard the name Roy Blunt. And if you are in agriculture, you know that he helped with the farm bill. And you know that when he'd helped with that farm bill, he put just this little clause in there that said, you cannot hold Monsanto responsible for anything. They cannot be held accountable. You cannot sue them. Basically, I'm paraphrasing that. But he made sure they were protected. He has not been a friend to Missourians. He has not voted conservatively. He talks it, but he doesn't do it, and he doesn't need to have that job anymore. He needs to retire. I think he's older than I am anyway, so he needs to retire. So we bring Fred Ryman on. Today he's running for senator here in the state of Missouri on the Constitution Party. Fred?
Good morning, Beth.
I did all that, and that's all I did is a good morning.
Good morning, Beth. Well, no, if you want to wind me up, I'll get going.
I told him I could wind him up good.
No.
Well, he gave me this list of things we were going to talk about. So we're going to talk about trade. You know, now we think about the TPP and we talk about the trade issues on a national level. But what about a state level? Not just Missouri. I know we're talking about Missouri, but on a state level. Let's talk about that a little
There's bit. A lot of people that think that free trade is a good thing. It opens up other markets and in foreign countries and whatnot. But free trade, it depends on who we're talking with. If we're talking about free trade with a country that is fairly close to us economically, then that can be beneficial because you have a marketplace there that we can exploit. And if we're talking, though, about an underdeveloped country where wages are extremely low, slave labor
basically
wages, basically, that is a horrific deal for the American economy, for the American worker. Here's how this works. Basically, you have a company that's manufacturing here in the United States. They will shut down, relocate overseas to take advantage of that cheap labor. Mm-hmm. Okay, that costs American jobs. That costs the income tax from those jobs. That costs local tax base to your local school district and to your city and to your county when that factory shuts down. And then those same companies want to import those products, cheap-made products, back into the United States. Well, that sounds good because now the products are cheaper. The problem is that when they import those products and we buy those products, we are shipping cash out of our economy into that foreign economy. And so what does that do? Well, that shrinks our money supply. And there's two additional things working here. Not only are those cheap-made products now competing with the more expensive U.S.-made products, which is going to do what? It's going to cause those businesses to fail, costing more jobs, costing more income tax, costing more local tax base. But with the shrinking money supply in our economy, that makes it harder on all U.S. business. And more U.S. businesses fail, costing even more. It's like a lose situation for our economy.
We seem to get, as the saying goes, the short end of the stick every time they do one of these free trade agreements. And this goes back a long way. And, of course, we talk about Bill Clinton. You know, the NAFTA came out of that.
Right.
Well, when I was fresh out of high school, and I worked at Cheeseboro Ponds, which is now Unilever, and I ran Q-tip machines, and they made the Q-tips, the original Q-tips. That's the mm-hmm. brand name, the original Q-tips. And those are no longer made in the United States of America. Those are made in Mexico. Mm. So all those jobs went south. And that part of that plant shut down in Jefferson City, Missouri. They do some other things there, but they no longer make Q-tips. And I don't know what else went south from that. I got married and left. I got married. I worked the night shift at the factory, so I got married and figured I had enough adjustments in my life. So I quit my job and tried to be full-time wife. And so, you know, that is one example in my life that I know where that went south, and they no longer make those here in the state of Missouri or in Jefferson City, Missouri, or anywhere else in the United States of America because they went south.
Absolutely. And the thing is that a lot of times we justify this by saying, well, we want access to that market. Well, let's look at China, for example. China, billion people, huge market.
Huge.
Nobody there has disposable income to buy your widgets with. So what's the point in having access to a market where really there's not much of a marketplace there? That's why the world wants to be a part of the American marketplace is because we have disposable incomes and we will spend it given the opportunity. and so this is, it is a gold mine for every country that can get into our marketplace, and that's why we should be charging tariffs for those that want to get into this marketplace, especially when they are an underdeveloped country and they are shipping cheap products. I am not a protectionist. I'll just add that in there. I have never been a strong union guy. I've never been in favor of protectionism type trade deals. But in this modern world, we cannot have free trade with underdeveloped countries because it is literally killing jobs in this country.
Well, it's not just a matter of being a protectionist. That, you know, that's really not the issue. It's at least protecting America. When I have Bill Bullard on, and he'll be on again later this month, we talk about the trade issues, particularly in agriculture. He said, we're not against trade. We're against stupid trade.
There you go.
You know, we don't want necessarily the free trade. We want fair trade where we're not always getting the bad end of the deal. And, you know, that's been a big thing with the presidential race. And it's going to continue to be. And that was something, you know, the third party, Gary Johnson, he's for it. He is for TPP. And I thought, okay, you lost me, buddy.
So is Blunt.
You lost me. Oh, yeah, Blunt
voted
for it.
Blunt voted for it.
Missouri, are you listening? He voted for it, as well as other things that we're going to talk about. We're going into a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines. We'll make this like a town hall here in the state of Missouri. And if you're out of state, you're welcome to call as well. 877-895-5410. 877-895-5410. Beat the establishment. Vote out Roy Blunt and vote in Fred Ryman. And we will be right back. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
David Keefton, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 6501.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have Fred Ryman in studio with me today, and he is running for senator here in the state of Missouri against Roy Blunt. And against whoever else, but against Roy Blunt. He's on the Constitution ticket. And with the Constitution Party. We've just got through talking about Fast Track and TPP. And if you look at how Roy Blunt votes and you're wondering what else you can possibly do, well, in the TPP, when we're talking about jobs, when we're talking about trade, Roy Blunt fails Missouri. So let's move on to the next topic, and that's tax reform. Let's talk about tax reform. What's your ideas with that, Fred?
Well, tax reform, first of all, everybody hates the IRS, and that's a popular thing to
oppose. I don't
oppose.
Like them.
The
They're
IRS,
not my favorite
you know,
people.
Right. So part of my tax reform is basically, let's repeal the 16th Amendment. That's a starting point. The Founding Fathers, and I always like to go back, you know, Constitution Party guy and everything. I kind of like to go back to the founding ideals
we kinda
and
like
principles.
Him.
Right. But their idea was a per capita tax. Basically, what I would like to do is repeal the 16th Amendment, go back to the federal government charging not individuals. The federal government would not tax individuals, would not tax American companies, but rather the federal government would tax the states on a per capita basis. Well, now what does that do? For one, it decentralizes our federal taxation. But more importantly, what it does is it sets up competition between the states. In other words, your state if you're in Hawaii, can decide what kind of taxation is best for Hawaii. If you're in Florida, your state can decide what taxation is best for Florida. You know, maybe if you're in Hawaii, you charge more tax on the tourism industry. Maybe if you're in Florida, it's more inheritance tax. I don't know. That's kind of a crude joke, I guess. Sorry.
There. Yeah, that was kind of. We have younger people in Florida.
Right, right. Okay,
not everybody's what do they call them? Not everybody is retired or a snowbird.
But
not
if you're in California, then maybe more property tax, New York more income tax, whatever. The point is that every single state gets to decide for itself what's the best way to collect revenue toward this federal obligation. And that competition then allows U.S. companies to decide which state to locate in. Rather than moving overseas to take advantage of fair taxes overseas, they can just relocate within the United States, and it doesn't cost us U.S. jobs. But the same thing is true with individuals. Individuals would also be able to vote with their feet, and we would find out in very short order exactly what kind of taxation, you know, is the most fair, whether it's a fair tax, flat tax, or whatever. And as long as we're able to vote with our feet, then those states are going to reap the benefit of a better economy.
So you're talking more of a state tax and do away with federal tax.
The federal government would be taxing the state. So no longer would we have the IRS being used as a tool to put down, you know, conservative groups or individuals. Right now, it's almost like the administration's, Gestapo?
Oh, it's absolutely what it is. You know, and I know you know this, and most of my listeners know this, we lost so much back when they implemented federal income tax. It was all in the same year. Mm-hmm. They implemented federal income tax. They put together the Federal Reserve, and they incorporated the United States. And then they went on and insisted each one of the states be an incorporation.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're all this great big business. So it's we lost an awful lot of liberty, and Congress doesn't do their job anymore, because one of their jobs is to control the economy and the,
right,
the currency.
And we turned that over to a private corporation called the Fed.
Yeah. They have nothing to do with us. They just run us.
Right.
You know, I had a show a week ago, I think it was, when I was upset with Congress. Obviously, I'm always upset with Congress. And somebody, you know, every now and then people say, well, nobody ever says that. I go, I say it all the time. Congress is responsible. We can blame Obama. We can blame whoever's in the presidency. But Congress has literally handed him everything. And we could go off on Paul Ryan today if we wanted to. They have handed him everything. Roy Blunt has handed him. He voted for this stuff.
Right. Right.
He handed it to Obama. So you want to blame Obama, you better look at Roy Blunt.
Yeah. Blunt.
And Claire McCaskill.
Right. Blunt knows how to play the game. Like, okay.
Politician. Career politician.
I'm going to jump issues with you just to show how he plays the game. Planned Parenthood and the abortion issue. Roy Blunt, if you go to his website, he'll tell you he voted against funding Planned Parenthood 5, 6, 7 times. But these guys are not idiots. They count votes. They know what bills are going to pass, and they know what bills are going to fail before the vote's ever taken. Roy Blunt voted to fund Planned Parenthood in the 2015 omnibus bill, a bill that he knew was going to pass.
Absolutely.
He voted to defund Planned Parenthood in several bills that he knew was not going to pass. They weren't going to pass. And the bottom line is Planned Parenthood has federal funding, and Roy Blunt's vote made it happen.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. And, you know, I'm against what they do. And I don't know how the American people can get a grasp back on this. But they do exactly what you said. They will put bills together that have different topics on them. Different things. Well, I had to vote against that because such and such was on there, or I had to vote for that because such and such was on there. And that's just a bunch of malarkey. They're working the system, just like you said. They're working the system. And Roy Blunt voted to keep funding Planned Parenthood.
Absolutely.
And so they get 40% of their revenue from our tax dollars.
From your pocket and mine.
That's
your
right.
pocket and mine.
And if Hillary Clinton gets in, she wants to make it 100% that you will be paying for abortions. Whether you believe in them or not, you're going to pay for those abortions. It's such a big lie. I mean, it is so corrupt. And these establishments, these people that have been in there for years, like Roy Blunt, they need to go. They just need to be voted out.
You know, I get that politics is about compromise, and Roy Blunt would tell you that. Politics, it's all about compromise.
I think I'm done with
but
the compromise.
You don't compromise on life and death issues. You don't compromise on the Constitution. You don't compromise on your core guiding principles, if you have any.
Where and when is it okay to take taxpayer dollars and spend on an agenda like Planned Parenthood? Now, they will argue that they do good things for women. Well,
right.
So do other clinics. We're not giving them money.
Right. And if you believe that Planned Parenthood is some wonderful women's health organization like they try to put out there, pull money out of your pocket and give it to them. You don't have a right to pull money out of my pocket and force me under the threat of the United States government. You don't have a right to pull money out of my pocket and force me to fund something that I find barbaric and immoral. And
we've learned more and more about that, you know, through the years. You and I have always, of course, he's quite a bit younger than me, but you and I have always believed that life begins at conception. But now we have more and more science. We can see that life growing in the womb.
Yes.
We can see what it is.
Yes. And that's part of my issue on abortion. I do not argue abortion from a religious viewpoint. This is a nation where we have freedom of religion. You don't have to have the same religious views as I have, but you have to accept the same scientific fact. And so when I argue abortion, it's not on a religious basis. It's on the basis of science. And I heard you, I believe it was in Friday's show, talking about abortion as murder. That's not hype. That is the definition. A common definition of murder is if you take the life of an innocent, living human being, that is by definition murder. So let's look at this. Innocent, living human being. Is the unborn child innocent? Well, that's obvious. It's in the womb. It can't possibly have committed a crime, regardless of what the father may have done.
And it has no decision making.
Right, right, yeah. And is it innocent, living? Is it living? Well, from the time of conception, cells are dividing. There is biological, physiological function. I guarantee you, if we found that small mass of tissue on planet Mars, everybody would be shouting, there's life on Mars. But because it's in the mother's womb, all of a sudden we're conflicted.
But an egg of an eagle is life. And you will be punished and fined and imprisoned if you destroy the egg of an eagle. But not the embryo of a human being. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. Well, I'm getting pretty riled up. 877-895-5410. I'm pretty proud that he listened. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. We're trying to beat the establishment. I'm bringing to you as many third-party candidates as I can. One man in the White House isn't going to do it. We've got to put statesmen in Congress. 877-895-5410. 5410, real slow, 877-895-5410. And we the people, we will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand, or simply secure, what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have with me in the studio today Fred Ryman. He's running for senator against Roy Blunt. We're going to try and get rid of the establishment. I hope everyone is listening. And if you're not listening, well, I guess you can't do anything if you're not listening. But if you are listening, you need to tell a neighbor or a friend or a family member who is not listening to tune in. And if you can't do it live, it'll be on the website later on podcast, and you can listen then. But you need to know we've got to get rid of Roy Blunt. Now, I'm going to let Fred finish his statement, and then the phone lines are lit up. We're going to go to the phone line. So we were talking about one thing.
We were talking about abortion and the notion that abortion is murder, and I just wanted to kind of finish that thought out because it's really very simple, straightforward science. The unborn child, to kill that unborn child is by definition murder because the unborn child is an innocent living human being. We talked about it being innocent. We talked about it being living. There's only two ways to be. It's either living or it's non-living. And even Planned Parenthood loves to harvest fetal organs, living, healthy fetal organs out of this, non-living No. Even they acknowledge that the unborn child is living. They just call it tissue. Well, let's look at it. Is it human? Simple genetic test. It's going to come back Homo sapiens every time. I mean, that's just the straight science of it.
Even in liberal fetuses,
yes. What about, is it, though, a being? Because the comment that we always hear is a woman's right over her own body. Let's look at that just a little bit, because every single cell in your body, every single part of your body has the exact same genetic makeup. That unborn child has a genetic makeup that is completely distinct, completely its own. It is a separate organism. Is it parasitic at this stage in its development? Yes, of course it is. But if you also had, if you were an expecting mother and you also had a tapeworm, we're not going to say that the tapeworm is part of your body. It's a separate organism called a tapeworm. That unborn child is also a separate organism because it has a completely distinct genetic makeup. And oh, by the way, when that unborn child kicks you in the belly, you're not kicking yourself.
No, you're not. You're not. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines. We're just going to go straight as they came in. We're going to go to Mike from Illinois. Mike, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. Real quick, I want to premise this on a comment that was made by FDR back in 1933, I believe, and his comment went basically like this. Nothing in politics happens by accident.
Right.
It's always very well planned out in advance. And I got a phone call from the state representative here in Williamson County, Illinois, on Thursday or Friday. The state representative, John Bradley, he called himself on the telephone. And I think the incumbents, most of them, which are bad guys, in my opinion, are scared. And as far as my money goes, we should be voting all of these people out. And when we put in new people, hope that they can undo some of the damage that has been done, but you cannot drop an unarmed man into the middle of the swamp someplace and expect him to be able to just jump in and 1, 2, 3 clean out all of the alligators and rattlesnakes and water moccasins and copperheads that are in the swamp.
We have to start supporting these people. And,
absolutely.
You know, I don't know. The third party people, they have no money. They're out there. They're either working or they've been retired. Or they're working. Fred works another job. He just happens to be off on today or took off.
Right.
And, you know, so many of them that I know that I've had on the air, they're broke. They're maybe not quite as broke as me, but they're broke. They don't have money for advertising. They don't have super PACs. They don't have any big people like Monsanto backing them like Roy Blunt does. They don't have that money. And if you want a change, you need to get your purse out, and you need to support the people that you believe can bring change. And if they don't bring it, don't elect them the next time. But give them the opportunity. Fred deserves the opportunity. I like what he says. I know that when he gets into arena, he's going to find out he's treading some water that's pretty rough.
Oh, I think Washington is far more messed up than most people even realize. I mean, look into something called leadership PACs and how leadership PACs get used to literally buy votes between congresspeople.
That's
it's crazy.
That's exactly what they're doing. Anything else, Mike?
The incumbents are trying to sell us the same old garbage. They're just putting a new wrapper on it, and it's time that they go, and it's time that America gets a good, solid backbone and not only puts them out of office, but seeks prosecution for all criminal offenses that they've been involved in once they're out of office.
They're no different than what we just found out about Hillary Clinton, where she says one thing in front of the voters and something else in front of the money.
A prime example of Bill and Hillary need to be prosecuted. They're no different than Charles Manson or Adolf Hitler.
Best. That's right.
Fred, thank you very much for what you're doing. Good luck to you. Keep up and send Beth some money. Let's keep her on the air. Thanks, Beth.
Thank you, Mike.
I appreciate that. And I will tell you just straight up, even more saying, I know you're in Illinois, so can't be terribly helpful to me here in Missouri. But what I cherish is as much as I need campaign funding, what I cherish even more than campaign funding is your voice. Mm-hmm. Honestly, your voice and the voice of other Missourians that are fed up spreading the word. I mean, word of mouth has always been the best form of advertising, and that is especially true when it comes to politics, because people can dig into your brain and see exactly what it is that, you know, you think. Why are you voting for this Fred guy?
There isn't one state in these 50 states united that isn't fighting the establishment. Every single one of us. Every single one of us here in the United States of America, the 50 states united is what I like to call it, because we're supposed to be each one sovereign. Each one has its own government. Each one has its own natural resources. We are sovereign, and we have united to be strong. And each one has been overtaken by career politicians and the establishment. All right, we have Larry from Missouri with a question for you, Fred. How are you, Larry?
Hi, Baz. I got a comment about abortion first, and I got a question about the taxes. I blame states for allowing these abortion clinics to be in the states. The states have the power to get them out of the states. The state is supposed to have power over the federal, not the federal over the state. Your weight about taxes sound good, but I think it's going to cause an economic war between the states. The people will be the ones that pay for all this, because the states will run over the people.
The nice thing about the states being the ones in charge, it's a lot easier for you to get to Jeff City than it is for you to get to Washington, D.C.
But we have no case on the states as it is now. I mean, it's a mess. And then just look at our congressmen and our senators and stuff. They're all...
Okay, what we're telling you. You need to not look at what we have and go with something different. Well, you know what we've had has been insanity. We keep voting the same way. We keep putting Roy Blunt and Claire McCaskill in there, and they need to be gone. They are the establishment. I know one's Democrat and one's Republican, but they pretty much vote the same way all the time.
And we need to understand that it's the two-party system itself that
Monopoly.
Is destroying this country. The two-party system, by its very nature, think about it this way, Larry, by its very nature, a two-party system divides us.
Right.
It divides us.
I don't want that. State, the big shots of the state running over the people and stuff, the people running the states. Right now we got the federal running over the states, and
we have to have some kind of an establishment of government. We have to have, I don't want to say the word, that's a dirty word, establishment, but we have to have some kind of governing. And if we have sovereign states, which is what we're supposed to be, they've got to be in charge. They've got to be in charge over the Fed, because nobody knows better what you need in your state, whether you're in Hawaii, whether you're in Alaska, Illinois, Kansas, Kentucky, no matter where you are, Maine, we've got a Maine caller coming up, I mean Massachusetts. It doesn't matter. You know best. We were designed to be governed locally. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. 877-895-5410. We are on fire today, and we will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
one.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their legal team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CNC Talk Radio. Today's show has gone super, super fast. I have with me Fred Ryman. He's running for senator here in the state of Missouri against Roy Blunt. I can't specify, I can't be any more blunt about that. He's running against Roy Blunt. We need to get Roy out of there, and I hope he's listening. I hope he understands how angry the American people are with him and how angry the Missourians are with him. I'm not sure why anybody would support this two-party system when they have been so monopolized against we the people. But we're going to go straight to Pat from Texas. Pat, how are you today?
Hi. A couple of things. God showed me that the flag was like an envelope, and where the stamp is where the states, the stars are, and that it won't fly without that stamp. So there.
It takes all of us. It takes all of us. You're absolutely right.
And also, too, on abortion, don't forget that Bill and Hillary, I mean, you know, they're proud of it. They probably got Wendy Davis up there half of them. You know, abortion Barbie that got defeated in Texas. Mm. Okay. She didn't get too many small donations. All right. But anyway, when they were in, even the Democrats, because people were fasting and praying on orders from God, they actually voted against partial birth abortion. And Bill vetoed it when both houses passed it, including Democrats. And so anyway, back to where we were. Mike Lee is bothering me right now because he has been pretty good up there, and now he's coming out against Trump. Mike Lee has some good ideas. What he wants to do is get rid of the bureaucracy. He says that's what's running the nation. I've even been reading his book here lately.
So if he's going against Trump, now we have some third-party people. Who is he actually going to support? Because Hillary is all about bureaucracy.
Well, I haven't gone to his website or anything. I just heard it, and I couldn't believe it, so I'm just stunned. But what I wanted to tell you something else, too.
Okay,
we're going to have a third party. Not this year, but we're already raising up people. Y'all are raising up him in Missouri there. We're raising up people who will know how to run for office. See, our problem is when they come out, they really don't know how to run so much. You know,
they're not organized. So there's no doubt.
Yeah, you need experience. Like Michelle Bachmann, she's against homosexuals, and her husband tries to restore them back to normal. You know, kids, and so she needed $200,000because they were coming out at her, against her real strong.
Okay, we're going down a road. We're running out of time, so I'm going to have to let you go. We'll have to talk about that another day. I have another caller, Mark from Massachusetts. Mark, how are you today?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Not too good. We got Elizabeth Warren in here. I know who she is.
You haven't been able to vote her out any more than we've been able to vote Roy Blunt and Claire McCaskill out.
She says she's an Indian. She got thick and white skin.
Well, now I'm going to sympathize.
Blue eyes and blonde hair.
I'm going to sympathize.
She's an Indian.
I'm going to sympathize with her a little bit there because I'm a 32nd. Yeah. I'm a 32nd Indian, and I sure don't look it. But I'm not blonde. But I'm going to have a little. I'm going to give her. I'm going to cut her a little slack on that one.
There's a talk show host here in Boston. His name is Howie Carr. And he made a challenge to her. He said, you do a DNA test, I'll give you whatever you want.
Okay.
Money, whatever.
All right, let's talk. Let's talk about third party. You wanted to talk about third party.
Third party, right. The third party, I think, is good because you keep carpetbaggers like Elizabeth Warren coming in from states that she knows nothing about with her agenda. And you get a third party, you keep them people, they'll keep them carpetbaggers.
Is she up for election now?
Excuse me?
Is Elizabeth Warren up for election now? Okay.
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
Let me just jump in and talk a little bit right quick about the third party idea because, first of all, the third party issue is not so much an issue of knowing how to run. It's more an issue of having the organization behind you, and also it's an issue of money, definitely. And no, Roy Blunt has like $6 million in his campaign fund. There's no competing with that. Even Jason Kander, who's the Democrat, has maybe $3 million, but he can't compete with Roy's money that he's gotten, frankly, through what most people would call extortion or bribery, or, you know, common people would call it that, even though legally they've made it legal for themselves to raise money in the ways that they do. But let's just talk about strategy. If you, as a conservative Missourian, voted for a Democrat, what do you tell the Republican Party? You tell the Republican Party that they need to move farther to the left. If you vote Republican, what are you telling the Republican Party? You're telling them that you are still with them, and you give them permission to move farther to the left. But if you go to the bottom of the ballot and you vote the Constitution Party and you vote for Fred, what are you telling the Republican Party and, frankly, the Democrats as well? You're telling them that they have left us far behind and they need to move back to the right in order to get back to us.
Let's go back to the phones. We have Jerry from Missouri with a question for Fred. Jerry, how are you today? I'm sorry, Gary, how are you today?
This is Gary. Hi, Beth. I just want to reassure Fred that he has my vote. I hope his name is on the ballot. I was looking for somebody besides Jason Kander and Roy Blunt, but it seemed like maybe it was a primary, but it seemed like they limit you on who you get to vote for. So I'm just hoping Fred Ryman's name will be on
it. It's definitely there. It'll be near the bottom of the ballot, but it's definitely there.
And it's Fred Ryman, R-Y-M-A-N.
Like the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, R-Y.
R-Y. Okay.
Okay, you've got my vote, Fred. Thank you so much. And Beth, thank you for being there.
Thank you, Gary.
All right, we appreciate it, Gary. Thank you so much. that was quite a ride. It was kind of like a roller coaster. We had a lot. You know, the people of the United States, we the people, were fed up with this two-party monopoly system. They are making money in politics. And Fred and I were talking. Daryl Castle, we had him on the air. He's running for president on the Constitution Party side. And they're broke. I mean, these people that are running on third parties, they're broke. They don't have any money. They don't have any super PACs backing them. And I asked Fred if he was going to be running commercials. He said, oh, I don't know, maybe not. Not, I don't know, sure. He doesn't have money for that kind of thing. But we're going to have you on again because this went so fast. We got to have you on if you've got another day. And we've got to beat Roy Blunt here in the state of Missouri. I'm going to do my part to get that done. We only have a couple of seconds. The guitar's already playing. Mm-hmm. You want to try and bring us off here?
Well, I just want to say vote the third party. Because if you keep voting for the lesser of two evils, you're basically voting for evil.
Yes.
So don't do it.
And we've got the records. We've got the records of Roy Blunt's voting. We've got the records of Claire McCaskill. We need to take care of this, folks. We need to get Roy Blunt out. I hope he's listening. I really hope he's listening. He'll probably demand being on, don't you think? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. You know how we are. We are the people. And it is up to you and me. We can do this. We can do this. Educate and activate. Tell your neighbors to listen to today's show. And we're going to have Fred back on because it's going to take every single one of us to bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.